Perhaps we could start with a word of prayer. Holy Father, we thank you and we praise you for your great goodness to us. We ask that you would bless us and meet with us this afternoon, and we pray that you would open your word to us. Joseph, if you translate that.
主，我哋圣父，多谢我哋能够聚集，我哋求你去将你嘅话打开，将你嘅同在，有你与我哋同在。
Help us to concentrate on your word. Help us to understand.
俾我哋能够集中去睇你嘅话语，俾我哋能够明白你嘅话语。
And grant us your Holy Spirit.
赐俾我哋你嘅圣灵。
For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
我哋奉主耶稣基督嘅名求。
I'd like to read to you Genesis and chapter 4 and just the first two verses of Genesis chapter 4, and then we're going to turn to another passage that we'll focus on.
我们首先看读一段圣经，是创世纪第四章第一节到第二节，然后我们再看第二段的经文。
And Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord.And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. Joseph, if you'd like to read that.
創世記第四章第一節同埋第二節，佢有一日，那人和他妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就懷孕，生了該人，便說耶和華使我得一個男孩子，又生了該人的兄弟亞伯，亞伯是牧羊的，該人是種地的。
And I'm going to ask Joseph alone to read the passage that we're going to focus on mainly. So the English speakers like Jason will have to read it quietly. Be Exodus chapter 3 and verse 1 to 15. Exodus chapter 3 verse 1 to 15.
我们呢就再看呢，因为出埃及记第三章就是第一节至十五节，那就只是我读。好，大家再一次。出埃及记第三章第一节，摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司叶色罗的羊群，一日领羊群往野地野外去，到了神的山，就是何烈山。耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看，不料荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。摩西说：我要过去。看这大异象，这荆棘为何没有烧坏呢？又话见他过去要看，就从荆棘里呼叫说：摩西，摩西！他说：我在这里。神说：不要近前来，当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。又说：我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，是以撒的神、雅各的神。摩西蒙上念，因为下看神。第七节 ，Listen。又话说：我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了。他们因受督工的核制所发的哀声，我也听见了。我原知道他们的痛苦，我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手，领他们出了那地，到美好宽阔流奶与蜜之地，就是迦南人、黑人、阿摩利人、比利洗人、希末人、耶布斯人之地。现在以色列人的哀声达到我耳中，我也看见埃及人怎样欺压他们，故此我要打发你去见法老，使你可以将我的百姓以色列人从埃及领出来。摩西对神说：我是什么人，竟能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？神说：我必与你同在。你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我，就是我这就是我打发你去的证据。摩西对神说：我到以色列人那里，对他们说：你们祖宗的神打发 我到你们这里来。他们若问我说他叫什么名字，我要对他们说什么呢？神对摩西说，我是自有永有的。又说，你要对以色列人这样说，那自有的打发我到你们这里来。神又对摩西说，你要对以色列人这样说，耶和华你的你们祖宗的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，打发我到你们这里来。耶和华是我的名，直到永远，这也是我的纪念，直到万代。
Now, I am going to ask some questions to think about, and I welcome interruptions from brethren and questions, so don't go to sleep.
我呢就想问大家一啲嘅问题，咁我亦都希望咧同大家有啲嘅有啲嘅互动，所以咧就请大家唔好瞓觉啊。
During the Second World War, Winston Churchill said something very interesting.
喺第二次世界大战嘅时候咧，英国首相威尔逊咧就讲咗啲好有趣嘅事情。
He said there was a great turning point in Africa.
佢话喺非洲有一个转捩点。
Before the battle in Africa, he said, we lost every battle.
佢话喺埃及呢个战争之前咧，我哋每打一场，我哋所有仗都输晒。
After the battle in Africa, we lost no battles.
佢话我哋埃及嘅战争之后咧，我哋有一场仗都未打输过。
The campaign in Africa changed the war completely.
佢哋喺埃及的 战争呢就改变了一切的事情。
And this event is the turning point in Moses' life.
我们现在读经文这个所发生的事呢，就是摩西的生命的转捩点。
It's the turning point in Israel's history.
也是以色列历史的转捩点。
And it is the foundation stone of its deliverance from Egypt.
也是呢以色列人呢从埃及嗰度得到救赎嘅基础。
When you think about it, the situation was very bad.
当我哋打谂嘅时候，一个情况系好坏嘅。
Moses was a prince.
摩西系一个王子。
He was the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
佢系法老王嘅女儿嘅儿子。
He was skilled in all the craft of the Egyptians.
佢对以色列，佢对于埃及。嘅一切嘅技術，佢都係好掌握嘅。
But he had turned his ambition, his interest, away from Egypt and towards his people.
咁但係佢咧就將佢嘅興趣咧就由一個埃及咧轉移到去啲以色列人佢自己子民嘅身上。
And at the age of 40, at the height of his powers, the best part of his life.
喺40岁就係佢。一个生命里面最高峰的时候
，He thought he would deliver his people.
佢就想佢会拯救佢嘅子民
，But his people rejected him.
但系嗰啲子民咧就拒绝咗佢
，And he had to flee.
佢又要逃跑
，And here he is 40 years later.
咁而家咧就系40年之后啦。
He's looking after sheep.
佢就喺度牧羊
，And the sheep don't even belong to him.
佢啲羊亦都唔属于佢嘅
，They're somebody else's sheep.
是第二人的羊。
And if you remember what the Bible says about Egyptians and shepherds, you'll remember that Egyptians did not like sheep.
如果你看到聖經裡記載的埃及人和他們跟這些的牧羊人的關係的時候，你就知道埃及人其實不喜歡羊的。
And we know too that Moses had quite a sharp-tongued wife.
我也知道摩西有一個口舌好厉害的妻子。
You can imagine what she said to him.
你可以想象到咧，呢个太太点样对佢啦。
What have you done with your life, Moses?
摩西，你一生做咗啲乜嘢咧
？Look at your prospects.
睇下你嘅前途。
You're a prince.
你原本系一个王子。
And what have you done with your life?
你而家做紧乜嘢咧
？You're a shepherd.
而家你系一个牧羊人。
And even your sheep aren't your own. We learn a little bit later that when Moses went to go to Egypt, he had to ask permission from his father-in-law.
我們也遲些看到,當摩西真的去進入埃及,再進入埃及的時候,他要問他的岳父,拿這個容許的。
So even at the age of 80, he was still a bit like a teenager.
所以他80歲的時候,還好像一些十幾歲的小朋友那樣。
Under the authority of his father-in-law.
就是在岳父的權柄的底下。
Now, Moses was in the desert.
摩西現在在沙漠那裡。
And he was 80 years old.
他就已經80歲了。
Now Moses wrote one psalm. I wonder if the younger, there aren't many younger brethren, but perhaps one of the younger brethren can remember which psalm Moses wrote.
摩西寫了一篇的詩篇, 但不知道大家記不記得他寫了哪一篇的詩篇。
90, yes. And in Psalm 90,
90篇,
if you remember, I don't think you need to turn to it at the moment. Hold on to the passage. Moses says, the years of our days are 70 years. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, 80 years.
他說,我們一生的年日是70歲,若是強壯,80歲。
In other words, he was saying, the natural life of a man is 80 years.
他其實說,一個人當時的壽命是80歲。
You are looking at a dead man walking.
現在看摩西80歲,其實已經是一個死了的人,繼續在世上行走。
And Israel was in a similar position.
以色列也是在一個差不多的境況底下。
Israel wasn't a nation. Israel was a slave nation. They were worshipping the idols of Egypt. And the Bible says they were in an iron furnace.
聖經說他們是在一個,
like an oven for cooking cakes. And Egypt at the time was the strongest country on earth. The America of its time. And we know they were very fierce. They were killing. They used to kill the children, the babies of the Israelites. And the worst thing of all about the situation with Israel, the worst thing of all is they didn't even want to be saved. Things look bad. And it's at that particular time when we see in verse 2 something very special happens. Exodus chapter 3, verse 2, God intervenes.
在第二節那裡,我們看見神就干預了。
The angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush.
耶和華使者從荊棘裡火焰中向摩西顯現。
Now, there's nothing very special about a bush. In fact, it was a pretty unpleasant sort of bush. It was a useless bush. It was, in the Hebrew, it is a thorn bush. In fact, the name of the bush is very close to the name for the mountain, Sinai and Sinai.
這個名字,這個荊棘的名字,就跟西乃山的名字是很相似的。
And when you think about it, it's not very surprising in that dry climate to see a bush burning.
其實在那些這麼乾燥的地方,其實看到一些荊棘在焚燒,都不是一件很特別的事。
So, here is a dead man, in a dead country, with a dead bush.
這個是一個死了的人,是一個死的國家。 做一個死的國家,亦都是一個死的樹木。
But as he looks, he sees something very strange.
當他看的時候,看見一些很奇怪的事情。
The bush continues to burn.
这个的荆棘继续在这里焚烧。
For the first time in 80 years, he sees something supernatural.
在80年里面第一次见到一些是一些超自然的事情。
And he draws close.
他就去行近
了。Now, when God calls him close, he says to him, the ground on which you're standing is holy ground.
当他走近的时候，神就向他发出呼叫，就说你所站的地是圣地。
And this event is something very special.
这个是一个很特别的情况。
Very holy.
是很圣洁。
And somewhat dangerous.
是圣洁，但都是危险。
Dangerous for Moses.
对摩西来说是危险，
and dangerous for us.
对我们来说也是危险。
We need to approach this matter carefully.
我们要很小心地去到处理去看这件事情。
Now, Moses asked two questions of God.
摩西就问神两个问题。
In this chapter. And the first question is, why are you sending me? Why me?
第一个问题就是说，为什么你要差派我去呢？
The second question is the one I want to focus on. What was that question?
第二条问题就是我今天想讲的问题。那这个问题是什么问题呢？大家知不知
道？ I wait an answer.
大家知不知道摩西问的第二条问题是什么问题呢？verse 13.
Yes, that's right. What shall I say your name is? What shall I say is your name? What is your name?
就是说，啲人如果问佢，咁佢叫咩名字咧？即系差派佢神叫咩名字咧？
Now, doesn't that strike you as a bit surprising?
你会唔会觉得有啲奇怪咧？
Of all the things that Moses might be worried about when he goes back to Egypt.
摩西如果要回去埃及呢，他有很多事要担心的。
You can understand him asking, why me?
我们当然明白，就是说为什么是我啦。
Why Lord are you choosing me for this mission impossible?
主啊，为什么在一个不可能的使命里面，很难完成的使命里面拣选我呢？
Why do you think Moses asked this question?
但是为什么摩西会问这条的问题呢？
And I think part of the answer lies in chapter 6 and verse 3.
所以部分的答案呢，就可以在第六章第三节那里找到。
Of Exodus, yeah, chapter 6 and verse 3.
出埃及记第六章第三节。
And here God says to Moses,
这里呢，神对摩西这样说。
And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob,by the name of God Almighty, but by my name Jehovah, I was not known to them.
神晓谕摩西说，我是耶和华，我从前向亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各显现，为全能的神。至于我名耶和华，他们未曾知道。
Now, at first glance, at first thought, this statement doesn't seem to be true.
我们怎么看的时候呢，怎么看眼的时候呢，就觉得这个所说的东西好像不是真实的。
Look at Genesis chapter 15 and verse 2, for example.
如果我们看这个创世纪第15章第二节
Genesis chapter 15 and verse
2. 15章二节那里呢。
And there Abraham says, Lord God,What will you give me? And he uses that same special name, Lord God. It includes that same word, Yahweh, or Jehovah, as we often call it in English.
亚伯拉罕说，主耶和华。咁所以呢度咧，其实就系同呢一个系用咗个字咧，个耶和华呢个字嘅。
So if you go back to Exodus chapter 6 and verse 3, when God says to him, I appeared to Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty, but by my name Jehovah, my special name, I was not known to them. At first sight, it doesn't seem to be true, doesn't seem to quite ring true.
所以在出埃及记第六章第二节的神话，神晓谕摩西说，我是耶和华，我从前向亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各显现为全能的神，至于我的我名耶和华，他们未曾知道。这里表面上看来呢，好像是不是很真确的样。
Because this special name was known to Abraham, and it was known to Isaac, and it was known to Jacob.
所以这个特别的名耶和华呢，其实是对一个亚伯拉罕是听过的，以撒是听过，雅各是听过的。
And you may know that many haters of the Bible, many scholars who attack the Bible, have used this verse in a bad way.
所以有好多咧唔喜欢神嘅或憎恨神嘅或者系唔相信神嘅话嘅，就会用咗呢两段嘅经文咧嚟到批评圣经。
There are many bishops and many scholars who are wolves, and they would say from this verse that actually the first five books of the Bible were written by four different authors.
所以有好多嘅主教啊，或者有啲嘅唔信嘅学者咧，就话咧呢一个摩西五经咧系由四个唔同嘅人咧所写嘅。
And they use this verse and the apparent problem here to as their starting place.
咁佢哋就用呢段经文同埋呢段经文里面所包含嘅问题咧，嚟到做一个开始开端。
Actually, if somebody says these things to you today, they haven't done their homework.
如果今日有人同你咁讲咧，其实佢哋系冇好好嘅做过功课嘅。
Because even scholars who don't believe the Bible know that that idea is very frail, very weak.
就算有一啲唔相信圣经嘅学者咧，其实佢哋都心里都知道咧，一个咁嘅理据咧，其实系好弱嘅。
It is a very poor attack on the Bible. It's a very weak attack.
佢呢个嘅攻击圣经呢个嘅方法咧，其实好弱嘅。
So what exactly was God saying to Moses in this chapter 6 verse
3? 咁到底？出埃及记第六章第三节嗰度，神第二节嗰度讲紧咩？
And why did Moses ask God's name?
点解摩西第三章嗰度咧要问神嘅名字呢？
In Hebrew, like Arabic, a name has a meaning.
希伯来文咧，好似阿拉伯文咁样，每一个名字咧系有一个意思喺里边。
I think the same is true for many Chinese names too.
咁喺好多中文嘅名字，我相信都系一样啊。
But it's true of almost all Hebrew names。
咁咧系每一个其实差唔多所有嘅希伯来文嘅名字咧，都其实系咁样样嘅。
And you may know that the Jews are very superstitious in the way that they deal with God's special name。
我哋知道咧，犹太人对于处理神嘅名嘅时候咧，其实佢哋有一啲嘅迷信嘅情况嘅。
They will never pronounce it.
他们不会将我的名字读出来的。
And because they are afraid it may be misused, they will never use it at all.
他们也担心这个神的名字是不用的，所以他们不会用神的名字。
Instead, they will just say the name, Hashem.
他们就会说这个名字。
Or they will use a title like Lord or God.
或者他们会用一个称号叫做主或者神。
But friends, that was not the practice of the believers in the Old Testament.
但这个呢不是旧约的信徒的习惯。
We know that because the Bible often speaks about believers swearing by the name of the Lord.
我们也看到呢，在圣经里面呢，有些信徒呢，就是用神的名来起誓的。
And you'll often find Bible names where the sacred name is mixed into somebody's personal name.
我们也看见在圣经里面有些人的名字里面，他自己的名字里面包含了神的名字里面。
Like Isaiah, or Jeremiah, or Joshua.
好像以赛亚，好像耶利米，好像约书亚。
Why did Moses ask, what is God's name?
那为什么摩西问神你的名字是什么名字呢？
Well, I would suggest to you that there was a kind of puzzle amongst the Jews at the time.There was a sort of problem amongst the Jews at the time.
我想提出来的 俾大家考慮嘅就係話咧，當時嘅猶太人咧，佢哋有少少嘅疑惑嘅。
And it is only a suggestion. I can't prove this, but I would suggest that if Moses went to Egypt.
呢個我就係我提出嘅意見，因為我唔能夠，我證實唔到俾大家睇嘅。不過就係如果摩西當時咧去呢、這個以誒、入去去同以色列人講咧
，He knew straight away they would come up with a test。
佢哋就會佢知道一佢哋咧就會去用方法咧去試探去試驗佢嘅。
They would say to him, "Okay, you're a messenger from God. What does the sacred name mean?"
佢話 ：OK， 佢話係啊，你係從神而嚟嘅使者。咁神嘅名係咩意思呢？
What is the meaning of God's name?
神嘅名係 the meaning.
Yes, the meaning.
神嘅意思，神嘅名係咩意思呢？
It was like a lock for which at the time there was no key.
依個咧好似係一個鎖，而當時咧係好似冇一個鎖匙嘅鎖。
So they knew the name, but they didn't know the meaning.
佢哋有個名字，但係佢哋冇依個名字嘅意思。
So when God says to Moses in verse 14,
当神向摩西讲喺第十四节嗰讲嘅嘢
，I am that I am，
话我是自有永有的。
Suddenly light streamed into Moses' mind，
咁咧就突然间咧，呢个光咧就照喺摩西嘅头脑里边。
Suddenly he had a great comfort。
突然間咧，佢有一個好大嘅安慰。
First of all, he could see this is the same God.
第一，佢係知道咧，呢個係同樣嘅神。
This is the God who made promises to Abraham.
呢個係俾應許俾亞伯拉罕嘅神。
This is the unchanging God.
呢個係一個唔改變嘅神。
The faithful promise-keeping God.
係一個忠心，係一個忠信嘅，係唔會改變嘅神。
And when you look at the translation of the Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament Bible, into Greek, which was done 200 years before Jesus.
如果大家睇喺主前200年左右咧，由依一個希伯來文翻譯成希臘文嘅譯本裏邊咧。
In English, it's called the Septuagint.
呢度係七十士嘅譯本。
It's a Jewish translation of the Jewish Bible into Greek.
就係啲猶太人咧，將猶太人嘅聖經咧翻譯成為依一個希臘文。
They translate the name here, the One Who Is.
佢呢度翻譯咧就係話就係嗰一位存在嗰一位。
Or the being.
就係嗰位。
And if you turn with me, for example, to Revelation chapter 1,
如果大家同我一齊撇開咧依一個啟示錄嘅第一章。
You will find the sense of that name in Revelation.
你就可以咧从呢个启示嗰度感受得到嗰个名字嘅意思。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 4.
第四节，启示录第一章第四节。
John to the seven churches who are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come.
约翰写信给亞西亞的七個教會，但願從那昔在、今在、以後永在的神。
And he goes on to speak about the Holy Spirit and about the Son. So here the Father is speaking of himself.
跟住咧就嗰節就提到咧聖靈，亦都跟住講到耶穌基督。所以咧呢度就係講呢一句經文咧，就係父神所講嘅。
The One Who Is
嗰個就係昔今在的
the great I am，
就是那个永我是自有永有的。
And it's interesting in Revelation, if you look at verse 8, that the Lord Jesus Christ uses the same name.
大家再看启示录第一章第八节那里，主耶稣基督用同一个名字的。
Verse 8, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
第八節嗰度咧就話主神說我是阿拉法，我是俄梅加，是昔在、今在、以後永在的全能者。
This is the one who is spoken of in verse 7 as the one who comes with the clouds.
这个就是在第七节那里讲到是要从云彩那里降临的
the great I am.
就是那位我是。
So the Lord Jesus Christ and the Father both call themselves the I am.
所以这个主耶稣基督和父神都叫自己做我是那位我是。
Because of course Jesus is Yahweh, He is Jehovah. He is the eternal Son. He is fully God with the Father. And as an indication of that, in the Gospels you will find He uses this I am term very often.
这个福音书里面主耶稣基督经常用这个我是。
Who can remember some of the I am's?
大家记不记得一些我是呢?
I am
the vine.
Yes, you're quite right, yes.
I'm the way,
the way, the truth and the life.
我是道路真理生命。 I'm the light,
the light
of the world.
Twice.
I'm the bread of life.
Yes.
我是生命的粮。
The Good Shepherd, the life and the resurrection. Yes, so many times, all in fact in the Gospel of John, the Lord Jesus uses this name, I am. In fact, there's a very interesting occasion where he just uses I am on its own. Now, can you imagine, this must have been a great comfort to Moses to know that the God who was speaking to him is the same God who spoke to Abraham.
那在摩西来讲呢，当他理解到呢，这位神呢，就是一位同样的神，就是同亚伯拉罕讲说话的神一样。
And it was a great comfort too to Joshua shortly afterwards.
这个同样对约书亚，迟些的约书亚也有很大的安慰。
Moses died.
摩西离开世界。Later.
And Joshua had to take up the burden of the whole country, the whole nation.
而约书亚就要背负整个国家的重任。
With all the threats and dangers ahead of him.
他要面对将来他要经历的一些很多的危险的情况。
And if you want to read it, you can. It's in Joshua 1:5, but I shall read it for you now.
如果大家想读，可以在约书亚记第一章第五节那里找到，我现在就读给大家听。
God says to him, As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee.
到这里，神就对约书亚讲呢， 就是说，我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。
I will not fail thee nor forsake thee.
我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Now the words in Hebrew, so I will be with you. I will be with you.
希伯来文就讲，我要与你同在。
Are exactly the same words as I am.
就是说我是，就是同一个字来的。In
fact, God is saying to him, Don't forget, I am the I am.
所以神就说我是，就是我是，即是这里的中文圣经就译做我是自有永有的神。I
don't change, my power doesn't grow weak.
我不会改变的，我的能力不会减弱的。My
glory doesn't change.
我的荣耀也不会改变的。And
it should be a great encouragement to us that God is like that.
而神是因为这样的神，对我们来说是一个很大的安慰，鼓励。
But there is something even more encouraging about the name of God, and I want to spend just our last few moments thinking about that.
但是有一些神的名对我们有更加鼓励的作用呢，这一方面呢，我想用最后这几分钟和大家，最后这段时间和大家分享一下的。If
we go back to Exodus chapter 3 again,
如果我们回到埃及记第三章那里呢，
And verse 15,
第15节,
God has said, I am the I am.
他就说呢，我是自有永有的。
And then God says in verse 15, God said moreover unto Moses, Thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the Jehovah God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations.
第十五節嗰度，神又對摩西說：你要對以色列人這樣說，耶和華你祖宗的神，就是亞伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，打發我到你們這裡來。耶和華是我的名，直到永遠，這也是我的紀念，直到萬代。
Now this is going to get just a little bit technical, so please be patient.
咁我而家要可能會比較依一個技講一啲技術性啲嘅嘢，所以大家俾少少忍耐啊。
The form of the name changes. In the beginning, it is I am, and in English, it becomes He is.
依度咧喺個字咧本身嗰個有少少改變嘅。開始嘅時候咧，佢就話我是啊，但係後屘咧改到咧就係話咧。
Now I know the Chinese verb doesn't change.
我知道中文動詞就冇改變嘅。
But in English it does change, and in Hebrew it also changes.
喺英文同埋喺希伯來文咧都改變咗嘅。
So the word Jehovah or Yahweh,
嗰個字耶和華呢個字
，which is the name God now uses, is a little bit like He is.
佢而家所用呢個耶和華呢個字，佢用神眾作佢名字呢個字咧，就係似我是。
But it isn't He is.
但係唔係我是。
There's a difference. He is in Hebrew would be Yahweh.
佢話我是咧，就係應該係希伯來文就係有少少唔同。
And the name is Yahweh.
佢就係、
是。I think you have to say the Hebrew. Yahweh and Yahweh.
Yahweh 呢度有少少唔同啊。
There is another problem with saying that the meaning of the sacred name is just He is. There is another problem with just saying that the meaning of this special name is just He is.
但如果我哋話呢個特別嘅名字就係我是咧，其實仲有一個問題嘅。
And that is an expression you'll find very often in the Bible. Sorry, Esther.
He is.
Yeah.
他是
yeah. He is. Yes, he is.
他是
it doesn't mean just he is. It doesn't fit. It's like a jigsaw that doesn't quite fit.
好似一個砌圖咁樣，唔係好砌得落去。
There is another problem, and that is that many times in the Bible, in fact 235, you'll find the expression the Lord of hosts, Jehovah of hosts.
咁亦都聖經裏有275次咧，就係講到咧，就係萬軍之耶和華。
Now, if the Hebrew name meant just He is, it wouldn't make sense. He is the hosts.
如果個希伯來文嘅意思咧，就係話他是嘅話咧，咁就唔係好有唔係好係難明白嘅，因為佢係邊個咧
？These hosts seem to refer in the passages.To the armies of heaven, the great angel hosts of heaven.
呢個萬軍之耶和華呢個字咧，就係指神嘅，即係天軍，即係天使嘅軍隊。
And it would be a strange thing for the Bible to say He is the hosts.
咁聖經，如果聖經話佢係咩？佢係個軍隊，咁就好似怪啦。
Now Hebrew is a very compact language, and I'll explain what I mean by that in just a moment.
希伯來文咧係一個好好簡濃縮嘅嚇，濃縮嘅文字嚟嘅。
In English, you would use 7 words or 8 words.
喺英文可能你用七八個字。
In Arabic, you might use 3 or 4 words.
喺阿拉伯文你用三個或者四個字。
And in Hebrew, just 2.
喺希伯來文可以用兩個字。
Just changing one letter in Hebrew makes a big difference to the sense.
如果喺希伯來文只係改一個嘅字母咧，都其實已經咧會改咗好多嘅意思。
Now, if you go back to the passage we first read in Genesis chapter 4, for example,
如果你接翻去創世記第四章，我哋頭先讀嘅經文嗰度咧，我舉個例啊。
Every name there has a meaning.
每一個名字咧，嗰度都有一個意義嘅。
Adam, it means man.
亞當咧就係指人啦。
Cain means got or obtained.
該隱咧就係話攞到啦。 得到啦嘅意思啦。
Abel means sorrow or mourning。
亞伯咧就係指傷憂傷啦。
And incidentally, you can see that Eve, even Eve, knew the name, the sacred name of God, because it says, "I have gotten a son, a man from the Lord."
就算夏娃咧都知道神嘅名字係乜嘢，因為佢話我要得到一個從神嗰度得到一個兒子。
But the interesting thing is Eve's name.
最有特別嘅地方就係一個。夏娃的名字
It comes from a word which means to, he lives.
就他就是从一个字根就说他活着
But it's changed slightly and it means causes to live, makes to live.
那个意思有少少改变呢就说他令到他活着
Brings out living.
他是带出生命
And in that sense, Eve's name is actually quite close to the sacred name.
咁所以喺夏娃嘅名字咧，就係同神嘅名字係好相近嘅。
Because by a slight change, the real meaning of the sacred name, many teachers I think rightly say，
就係改少少呢個字咧，好多好多呢一個嘅解經家都係咁講嘅。
Is not he is，
就唔係佢係。
But the one who brings out being, the one who makes to be。
就他的名字由他是就变成他是带出生命
Now you see Moses was very familiar with the name He knew the name very well
当然摩西对神的名是很清楚的对
But he didn't know the meaning
但他不知道的意思
And it's not easy because the word I am in Hebrew is quite a difficult word to change
这个我是在希伯来文来说是一个很难转的名字的
It wouldn't have been obvious that the sacred name was linked to the word I am
咁所以咧就神嘅名字同呢一个我是咧其实好难睇到拉得上有咩关系
until God said those words
直至到神用咁嘅字眼去讲
and when God said I am that I am it was like a key turning in the lock in his mind
咁当神对摩西讲咧我是即我是即其实中文圣经翻译咧是自有永有的
从这里
呢就其实就是解开了那个当时那个锁
Suddenly he realized what the name meant
他突然间明白到呢这个名字叫什么名
It means he brings into being
就是说呢他带出一些生命带将人
It comes from the word I am but it's a slight change
那这个呢字呢就是由我是这个字带出来的但有小小的改变
It also makes perfect sense of that other title that we saw, the Lord of Hosts.
如果是这样解释就对刚才我们讲到神另外一个名就是万军之耶和华就有一个合理的解释
Because the special name of God means he brings into being even the most powerful forces in creation.
那个神的名字的意思就是说他就将这个宇宙里面最大的能量最大的力量就是这个天君呢他都是由神所带出来的是创造出来的
He is the creator of all things
他就是一切的创造者
And his name brings hope
他的 名字就带来我们希望
So, here is a dead man
这里有一个死了的人
In a dead place
在一个死了的地方
With a dead bush
就在一个死了的荆棘里面
And the source of all being, the fountain of life, speaks to him out of the middle of this bush.
咁一个一切生命嘅源头，一切嘅就喺嗰个焚烧嘅荆棘里边向佢说话。
Why did God speak to him out of a bush?
点解神喺个荆棘里边向佢说话咧
？Why should God choose this dry, unpleasant, useless bush?
点解神选择一个又干又冇用？的荆棘呢?
And why should God choose a plant which, when you think about it, actually is a symbol of the curse?
为什么神选择这个的植物？这个植物其实呢我们想清楚，想深一层呢，就是神的咒诅的一个代表。
You remember the curse on Adam? Thorns and thistles will grow.
你記唔記得神同亞當點樣講？都係犯咗罪之後，就係話咧，荊棘蒺藜會喺地上長出嚟。
This plant was actually created in order to be a curse。
呢個神創造呢個植物咧，就係其實要成為我哋嘅咒詛。
And yet God takes this cursed plant and He makes it the very foundation of Israel's hope。
但係神咧竟然攞咗一個咁嘅植物，呢個被咒詛植物成為以色列人得拯救嘅一個根基。
You know, I think when Moses looked at that bush and thought about it, he saw himself.
但是当摩西看这个焚烧的荆棘的时候呢，他就想起自己。
He said, this is me.
他说这个是我啊。
I'm a curse.
我是一个咒诅。
I've been rejected by my people.
我是被我的子民所丢弃的。
Rejected by Egypt, by the world.
我亦都被这个世界所丢弃的。
I own nothing, I am nothing.
我乜嘢都冇，我亦都係一無所有嘅。
And I'm ready to die。
我係就嚟要死啦。
And yet God is using this bush。
但係神竟然用呢一個咁嘅荊棘
，to reveal something very special and very unusual。
就係去向我哋彰顯一啲特別、好咁特別嘅嘢。
And then again, I think Moses saw his own people in this bush。
咁相信摩西亦都睇见喺个荆棘里边睇到佢自己嘅子民。
Here is a nation that isn't a nation。
呢个系一个咧唔成子唔成国家嘅。
They're slaves in an iron furnace。
佢哋系一班嘅奴隶喺一个焚烧嘅炉嘅里边。
And yet God has promised to make them the blessing of the whole earth。
但系神咧就会应俾应许话咧，呢一个会成为全世界嘅各国嘅一个嘅。祝福。
He's chosen to take this cursed nation and make it a cradle of truth and hope.
佢就係話呢個俾人哋咒詛嘅國度咧，就成為一個希望嘅一個溫床。
And you know something else? I think in this bush, Moses had a little glimpse of someone else who was cursed.
喺度咧，摩西亦都喺度睇到咧。一啲咁多咧，就係一個另外俾人咒詛嘅一個人。
Someone who himself wore a crown made out of thorns。
就係一個咧戴住荊棘冠冕嘅人。
I think, in a sense, far off, he had a little sense, he had a little sight of the one who would be made a curse in order to be a blessing for us。
呢度咧，佢就係睇有可能體會到少少咧，呢一位咧就係成為我哋嘅。祝福但是受咒詛的。
He saw how something that looked dry and dead and hopeless would be made a fountain of life.
他就看见一些呢原本是干竭的原本是被咒詛的就成为人的祝福。
How God could take something that looks very, very bad and use it as a blessing.
就是神怎样可以呢让一些望去很坏的东西呢成为我们的祝福。
And you know, I think that is exactly the same faith that Abraham had too.
我相信呢个亦都系亚伯拉罕同有嘅一个嘅信心。
If you look, for example, at Romans chapter 4, you can see Abraham had almost exactly the same view of God that I've described to you.
我哋睇罗马书第四章嘅时候，睇见咧亚伯拉罕咧，其实有好似有我头先讲述俾大家听呢一个。咁嘅對神嘅睇法。
Romans chapter 4 and verse 17。
我哋睇第十七節，羅馬書第四章第十七節。
As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God who quickens the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were。
亞伯拉罕所信的是那叫死人復活、使無變有的神。他在主面前作我们世人的父，如经上所记，我已经立你作多国的父。
I don't think you can find a better description of the sacred name than that.
我相信你在第二度找不到一个比这更好的形容的神的名的方法的字的名字。
So here is another man, a dead man walking with a dead wife who finds hope.In the promise of God.
一个死咗嘅人，一个死与一个死咗嘅妻子同行，但喺咁嘅情况底下揾到希望。
Look at verse 18 and 19. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall your seed be. And verse 19, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb.
这里呢, 他将, 第十九节说, 他将近百岁的时候, 虽然想到自己的身体如何同意死, 撒拉的生育已经断绝。
Here you see is life from the dead. You know, I don't think it's any surprise that when the Lord Jesus Christ was disputing, arguing with the Sadducees about the resurrection, that he brings them back to the burning bush. He brings them back to this passage that speaks about the name of God. And he says, how can you believe that once somebody's dead, they're gone?
他說,
it goes against everything we know about God.
这里就是说,
he is the I am.
他就是我是,
once you know him, you are yourself, for you will be with him forever.
你认识他,你就要以,
he is the one who brings us into being. He is the one who brings us out of death into life. And I think you can find that sense of the sacred name even reflected finally, and this is the last verse we'll look at very quickly, in Revelation chapter 1 again.
这里呢,我们想大家回去这个启示录第一章,这里就同样反映到神的名字。
In verse 17 and verse 18,
第一章第十七和第十八节,
at the end of verse 17, where he says, fear not, I am the first and the last.
第十七节的下半节呢,他说, 不要惧怕, 我是首先的, 我是末后的。
I am he that lives and was dead.
又是那存活的, 我曾死过, 现在又活了。
And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen.
直活到永永远远。
Here is the one who has the keys of hell and death.
他是持着死亡和阴间的钥匙的。
You see, friends, there's tremendous comfort from the character and the name of God.
我们从神的属性和从他的名字那里，我们可以得到很大的安慰。
By considering how he loves to take good things out of bad.
就是他看,我们思想到神怎么样将从一个坏,最坏的地方带来好处。
How he loves to turn things round.
他怎么样将事情完全地改变过来。
How he loves to bring what's out of what seems to be death, life.
就是从一个死亡里面怎么样可以带来生命。
I wonder if there are any questions from the brethren.
我想看看大家有没有什么问题。 Andrew.
So, we'll ask you, what is the name of your Christian God? How would you say?
So, what is the name of
your God?
Your God. Well,
你问他的名字,你相信神的名字叫什么呢? 那你会怎么说? 问题就是,
Jesus said to the devil, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve. So even the Lord Jesus Christ said his name, and he used the passage that uses a sacred name, he refers back to Yahweh. It is his personal name. But we're not like the Jehovah's Witnesses. We don't believe that Jehovah only applies to the Father. Jehovah is the name of all of the Godheads, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
So you end up explaining the whole Trinity.
Well, if somebody said to me, what is the name of your God? I would say, his personal name is Yahweh.
如果有人问我, 简单来说, 如果有人问我, 神的名字，个人的名字是什么，我就会说耶和华。
And Jesus is Yahweh.
耶稣基督就是耶和华。
And he reveals himself to us through Jesus.
But Jehovah is an Anglicanized name, you know?
Yes, Jehovah is the four Hebrew letters with the vowels of another name, Adonai, put in to the four. So probably the best pronunciation is Yahweh or Yahweh. That's probably the real pronunciation.
即係英文嗰個 Jehovah 呢個字咧，就加咗一啲嘅字喺前面嘅，所以咧就即係正式嘅發音應該係 Yahweh， 因為耶和華啊，即係中文嗰個翻譯比較近。
Well, every time.
點解新約聖經裏邊咧咁少？好似用到依提到依個名字咧。
Yeah. Sorry, Andrew, your question once more in English again. Sorry.
I think in the New Testament age, if it's a word that God wants us to use, it will be used, you know, many times.
Yeah. So it's usually the New Testament translates the word as Lord, Kyrios in the Greek. Yeah.
So, because Chinese, in the New Testament, many times the word is translated as Lord.
So we have a perfect reason to use the word Lord. But as I said, I think the meaning of the name is a very great comfort and encouragement to us. Should we pray together?Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great goodness and kindness to us in your Son.
天父，我们感谢你在主耶稣基督里面，你对我们的好处和对我们的慈爱。
We thank you for your word.
我们感谢你的话语。
And we thank you that you are the great I am, the unchanging God.
我哋感謝你，你係我是就係自有永有嘅神，不變嘅神。
Oh Lord, strengthen our faith.
主啊，求你去堅定我哋嘅信心。
Help us to keep our eyes upon you.
俾我哋能夠將我哋嘅眼集中喺你嘅前面。
And bless us and keep us for Jesus' sake.
保守我哋，為主耶穌基督嘅名嘅緣故，保守我哋，祝福我哋。
For we ask it in His name.
我哋奉耶穌基督嘅名而求。
Amen.
Amen.